Hey everybody, how's it going? I am your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Petaluma, California, here in Studio MC3 at Quicksurf Internet Studios. The Geekinator is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there as well. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online over at quicksurf.com. Please do subscribe to the show if you have not already done so. For those of you who have subscribed, thank you so much for subscribing. And I will be sure to keep reminding everyone to subscribe. Let's go ahead and get into the cool stuff I found for this episode. Starting off over at latinpost.com. There's a story here. The answer to Google Glass's perception problems is show, don't tell. Over on Google's Google Plus page for Glass, they posted a top 10 myths for Google Glass. I read through them. It's a little hilarious. Anyway, it's official. Google is worried about the public perception of Google Glass, so much so that it has written and published a list of the top 10 Google Glass myths in an effort to try to dispel some of the bad PR that's been happening with Google Glass. Myths can be fun, but they can also be confusing or unsettling, and if spoken enough, they can morph into something that resembles fact, began Google's Google Plus post speaking to repair the smart glasses image. In its relatively short existence, Glass has seen some myths develop around it, and while we're flattered by the attention, we thought it might make sense to tackle them just to clear the air. So they proceed to go through and list a bunch of 10 myths to be specific, regarding Google Glass. Some of them like, you're being recorded all the time. Well, no, you're not. Other ones like it's the end of privacy. Well, no, it's off by default like a cell phone. You know, the screen is off by default like a cell phone. Or, you know, other myths such as it's covering your eye. Well, you know, I've actually worn a pair of Google Glass. I don't have a pair, but I've actually worn a pair. I have a friend who has Google Glass, and he let me try them. And it's over above your eye to the right. So it's not nearly as obstructive as people think. Anyway, definitely check out the list. It's pretty interesting what Google is doing to try to dispel some of these myths. It's obviously detected that there is some need to talk about some of the myths that have been going on. From khan2.com, Microsoft is offering $100 to drop Windows XP. You heard right. Microsoft is sweetening the pot to get owners of Windows XP computers to upgrade their PCs. They are offering $100 off when you buy a Surface or select PCs over $599 from the Microsoft website or store. Interesting. On April 8th, support for Windows XP ends. That means that there will be no more updates, patches, or technical support for the operating system, rendering Windows XP computers insecure. Well, I would hope after all this time, they would have the vast majority of bugs fixed. Windows XP was initially released in 2001, so it has been almost 15 years since its release. Like I said, I would hope in the 10 plus years it's been since it's been released, I would hope that Microsoft has the vast majority of its bugs and issues fixed. So anyway, pretty interesting post. Good on Microsoft for trying to make life better, despite the fact that, you know, everyone who has XP and is still a holdout and still has not upgraded. I don't know what else to tell you. From news.zehunanet.com, Google enhances encryption for Gmail. Google enhanced encryption for its Gmail service, according to today's announcement, so that customers' data and private information will be protected from interception of the U.S. National Security Agency. This is correct. The protection extension will ensure that Gmail users will be exempt from being snooped as the data travels from their machines to Google's data centers. This is good news. Definitely, if you're a Gmail user, this is welcome news. So good on Google. From TechCrunch.com, PlayStation 4 supply issues will be fixed this summer. Sony is selling its PlayStation 4 as fast as it can, but the company has experienced supply constraints ever since its launch in November 2013. This would explain why it might be so difficult to find a PlayStation 4 anywhere. Don't expect to find a PlayStation 4, PlayStation 4 on your store shelf anytime soon. Sony told the Washington Street Journal that it doesn't expect to meet demand before this summer, yet the console only recently launched in Japan, its home country. While Sony managed to sell 300,000 consoles in its first week, sales in Japan dropped to less than 30,000 during its second week. So, still pretty interesting. They've sold more than 6 million PlayStation 4 units to date, which is massive. I've actually looked around for a PlayStation 4. It's pretty hard to find on store shelves. So, they definitely have constraint issues. From AutoWorldNews.com, astronomers use the Spitzer telescope to create a Milky Way collage. Thanks to over 2 million images collected by NASA's orbiting Spitzer Space Telescope, University of Wisconsin scientists have been able to put together an epic 360-degree portrait of the Milky Way that showcases new details of our galaxy's structure and its contents. So how they did this is pretty neat. The article gives a rundown of it. But what I wanted to show you guys was this really awesome photo here. Let me just, there we go. Check this thing out. Look at that. Is that not the most beautiful photo you've seen or what? There is some really beautiful imagery. Just beautiful. So anyway, they've got some more images. Definitely check that out. It's one of those things where, you know, NASA is always out putting out images. I constantly, you know, pretty regularly go to their website and look for new images. It's just, you know, beautiful types of things that, you know, they publish. You know, our universe is one of the most gorgeous universes out there. From TWST.com, Symantec has announced a transition in CEOs. Mountain View, California, Symantec today has announced that its board of directors has appointed board member Michael Brown as interim president and chief executive officer, effective immediately. This appointment follows the termination of Steve Bennett as the company's president and chief executive officer and his resignation from Symantec's board of directors. A special committee of the board will immediately begin the search for a permanent CEO with the assistance of a leading executive search firm. So there's not a lot of details about what was going on behind the scenes with this. They did note that Symantec says that they recognize Steve's contributions to Symantec, including developing and leading a series of successful initiatives focused on organizational realignment, cost reduction, and process effectiveness. These changes have helped establish a solid foundation for Symantec's future, and we remain committed to our previously announced greater than 5% organic revenue growth and better than 30% non-GAAP operating margins by fiscal year 2017. Our priority is now to identify a leader who can leverage our company's assets and leadership team to drive the next stage of Symantec's product innovation and growth. This considered decision was the result of an ongoing deliberative process and was not precipitated by any event or impropriety. So basically what this means is they just wanted a change. You know, the current CEO didn't necessarily do anything wrong or bad. The board just wanted to do something different. It happens. You know, I do not consider this a bad reflection on on Steve, the outgoing CEO. So should be pretty interesting. I would love to talk about our last story, but apparently the website for our last story is has become unresponsive, and I don't know why. However, the story is NASA spots a new goalie on Mars. It's a pretty cool picture collage where they show, you know, what's been changing using some imaging from one of the satellites that they have orbiting Mars. I thought I'd share it with everybody. It's pretty neat, but I can't seem to get to the website. I went to bring all the stories up to record this episode, and the entire time I've been recording this, I've been trying to open this page's website, and it just hasn't been doing it. So I don't know what to tell you. The link is there. Definitely check it out. Apparently the website just went bleh. It's because I decided to talk about it. That's probably it. That'll do it for this edition of the Geekinator. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes, which you can find online over at quicksurf.com. Please do subscribe to the show if you have not already done so. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. See you then. Bye.